Galatians 6:14-17. God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For in him nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be unto them, and mercy upon the Israel of God. From henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body. Once again, I'm going to zero in on that scripture right there, in verse 7. For henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. I want to talk about scars this morning, is what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the scars, how that they can help us or they can hinder us. Amen? They can do it. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, again, I come with thanksgiving in my heart. I thank you, Father, this morning for your mercy, for your grace. And Father, I pray, thank you so much for this fitness with heart, Lord. We pray, Father, this morning, Lord, that you'd bless all the ones that have made their way out here this morning, Lord. And thank you for this day that we celebrate as Mother's Day, Lord. We just want to thank you for that. And Father, thank you for all the mothers. And Lord, we just pray that you continue to be with each and every one here this morning. God bless. God bless us. In Jesus' name we pray. And amen. I think most of the time that, you know what, they can remind us of something unpleasant, can they not? Scars can do it. We know behind every scar there's a story, right? Every scar on your body, on your physical body, there is a story. I mean, I can go through and show you the scar on my wrist where I ran my hand through a screen door when I was probably about 2 or 3 years old and had a glass deal. Or I tell you about the scar on my head where they went in to take a birthmark off and come back and told me it was cancer. Every scar bears a story. It has a story that it bears. You know what? Because most of us, almost everyone in here, you can do the same. Am I right? You know the scars that's on your body, why they're there, and for what reason they're there, right? You know that. You see, you know what scars prove, though? God's amazing and powerful grace of how this body of ours heals is why we have scars whenever something happens in us, right? Amen. What's left may be a very ugly scar sometimes. That happens. What is left? But you know what? Praise God, He has healed us because of those scars that are there. They're there because we are healed. Amen? That's what they're there for. And you know what? I thank God for the physical scars we may be able to see fairly easy. Can we not? But you know what is more? But there are emotional scars in life, brothers and sisters. And those wounds that are there, I'll tell you what, they are hurting us. The marks that are hurting us. Amen? You know what? Yes, you're ignoring these types of scars sometimes and wounds. You're ignoring them, resulting in serious psychological damage to us sometimes. They do. You know, it's important for us to recognize you have emotional wounds in you. A lot of us have those in our lives. You may be sitting here this morning and saying, I have this in my life. Well, how can they be cured? How can they be healed? That's the question we need to ask ourselves this morning. To many, there's still open wounds there, past situations, past circumstances in our life, you know, thoughts, mindsets, and trauma after the actual event has ever taken place. Those emotional scars and those things that are in your life are still there, still reacting with you, still tearing you down. You know what? I see it almost on a daily basis. It's why I say this, because I see people, I deal with people, I talk to people every day that have emotional scars in their life, whether they're from a relationship, whether they're from me. I see these emotional scars that are on their lives and what's going on. And you know what? Some of them may even be Christians. Some of them may even already know the Lord as their Savior, but they will not let those wounds heal. They keep re-bringing them up and bringing them back up. And I'll tell you what, it's hard. It hurts. And you know what's going on? The old devil, whenever you're doing that, is sitting back and laughing and saying, you know what? I've got him another day. I've got him for another day. I want you to know something here this morning. Praise God. I want the joy of the Lord in your heart every day. I want that for you each and every day. And I believe the Bible tells us that we can have it long after that event takes place, folks. We hang on to too much stuff in our lives. We do. These open wounds are still causing problems at home, at work, at church, wherever. Sometimes they do that. How many know that if you don't take care of an open wound, what happens? physically, if you have an open wound on there and you just don't take care of it and you let it go, and you know, you get infection, and now what happens? It not only affects that area, but it'll affect other parts of your body. And you know what? It's got to the point to where they may have to take a limb off, or they may even end up, they may even take their lives because they did not take care of something, a wound that was on their flesh, on their body, right? What do you think happens when we do not take care of the emotional wounds that are in our lives and we keep letting them go? Do not let them heal. Do not let them scar over, per se. What happens? They're going to affect your rest of your life, and everything that you come in contact with, it will affect it. Listen, past problems in our marriage, someone at church, someone at work, a neighbor, a family, has to fester in our lives if they're left, and they could even cause us to lose our salvation, folks, if we do not get them under the blood and get them taken care of. Amen? You know what? Like an antibiotic cream. Whenever you have a cut on your hand or arm, you know, and have that antibiotic cream that you can put on there. Look at Jeremiah 8:22. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician? I want you to know, yes, there is a physician. Yes, there is one that can, and that person, that individual is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is waiting with open arms to take, as you come to the altar, whether it's at your house or here, to take the emotional wounds in your life, and rather than begin us in them. Is there a balm? Yes, there is. It's Jesus Christ. Ezekiel 11:19. And I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart out of their flesh, and will give them a heart of flesh. The only one that can take an old hard heart and straighten it up is Jesus Christ, and can take it out of there and put a fleshly heart in there, a heart that cares, a heart that loves. God can do this for you through His Son, Jesus Christ. He can do that for you this morning. Yes, there may be scars. Listen, there may be scars left in place of the wounds. But listen, like I said earlier, those emotional scars in there are put there for a reason. As long as they're not open wounds. I'll tell you, they are. Paul's telling in Galatians 6:17, for I bear my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Not every scar, not every mark that is on us is a bad thing. Can you say amen to that? It's not. Why? Because those scars remind us of how painful those were. My wife, I laid around and cried probably for 3 days. It was so painful because he did it on a Friday, and I was at home. I sat in a reclining chair for 3 days and could not sleep because I couldn't get a hold of the doctor for anything. Because I went out there and I told him, no, I don't need nothing. I don't need anything. I'm good. Oh, 2 hours after I got home, I wasn't good. Remind us of pain and how it is. Those scars can remind us. Any doctor will tell you the scar doesn't always appear right when it's time for that scar to appear. And it does not always happen right then and there. But you know what? I want you to know sometimes it takes a while for a scar to make its appearance. The same can be said about our sins of our past also. Am I right? Listen, they can scar at the time of the event. But if we let them, if we let the devil do that, those same scars of that sin in our past, man, he can do that. Bring up your past to old friends and family. He can bring up your past to old co-workers, right? Remember the end game? You know how they play that? Man, I remember Jason whenever he was out in the world. I remember Greg whenever he was doing this. I remember this one whenever. I've heard it from my family. I've heard they bring it up. And you know what? The devil, those old scars can hurt. Yes, they can. Whenever somebody brings up your past and you're trying to, you know what? It could do, a lot of it, it can even tempt you sometimes to think about, hey man, maybe those days weren't so bad after they start bringing them up, right? Maybe can bring, you know, the devil has a way of doing it, but we can turn it around on him. In game, you know what? You tell him and you look at him, you look him straight in the eye, I remember it now too, but let me tell you something about a little bit of something different right now that happened in my life. I got on my knees and I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. And you know what? I don't play those games anymore. I don't do that. And you know what's even more important? You know what? He can save your soul the same way. He can bring you on your knees and accept Him. And you know what? Those old wounds in your life can start healing. And praise God, they can become scars too. And you know what? You can look back on them and you can tell them to somebody else. I thank Him for the scars of my life. And that word, you know, I thank God for those. Because you know what? They can remind, yes, scars, but they are only there. They're only there because Jesus has healed you. Amen? There may be scars in your life and pain may pop up once in a while, but we need to thank God because you know what? Jesus Christ is taken care of. He's put them under the blood. Amen? You see, makeup is not going to cover it, right? CoverGirl's not going to take care of it. Revlon's not going to take care. Mary Kay can't even touch it. But I'm going to tell you something this morning. Can cover our sins. And I want to tell you this morning, praise God, our sins can be cast as far as the east is from the west. He can do that. Now, listen to what it says here in the Bible. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper. If you cover your sins. You know what? Only the blood can heal the wound of sin in your life. Only the blood of Jesus Christ. Let them take the blood out all they want to. This old preacher still going to preach it. Let them try to take it out of every song they want to. It doesn't matter. I want you to know the blood of Jesus is where we have written upon the cross. I want you to know we would have no hope this morning. God had a plan. He stuck to his plan. Never before, they had to bring the sacrifice in once a year and kill him. But why did they do it? Because of the blood. The blood was supposed to cover him and just cover him over until for another year. Just died on the cross. It doesn't have to be ever done again. Praise God. You don't cover and say, yes, the wound of sin is healed, but the scars are there, Salda. Hey, man, I'll tell you what. I told you before. And I'll say it till the day that I die, the day that he saved me. When I got on my knees and got up out of there, yes, those old scars may have been there, but I want you to know the wounds were healed. And I want you to know so I can stand and preach to you this morning that, praise God, the marks of Jesus Christ are in my life this morning because of the blood of Jesus Christ. The scars can remind us not to make the same mistake again. Kids, don't do this. And you, how many of you ever? I know I've done it. I know all of you have done it. You know what? Those scars we have in our life, they should remind us. We should not want to head down that path anymore. We should want to get out of that road. We should want to be aware. Those scars in our life that sometimes they're there and brought up, we can use them to our advantage if we want to. Praise God, I don't want to go down that path no more. Do you? I don't want it. I don't want that no more. I don't want it. It's bad enough. But you know what the worst mistake would be? Is to make one and not learn anything from it. Is there anybody here that's never made a mistake in their life? Well, I don't see no hands. So that must mean we all have, right? All right. That's what you learn from your mistake. That's important. Did you learn from the mistake that you made? Did you learn from the scars are there that we gather in life should be reminders not to travel down that same path again, right? Do not try to teach our kids that. So in a way, Paul's telling us, listen, in Galatians 6, God is telling us this. God will not ask to look over your resume. God's not going to ask to do that. He don't care. God's going to care what kind of experience you have. He don't care about that. He will not ask you what church you attended about that. You know what? Or who your pastor was. Or listen, or look at what medals and degrees and diplomas you have at home or anywhere at your desk or wherever. God's not going to ask. He's looking at what you've been through and how you've handled the scars that's been in your life. You know, he'll look at that. Let's read that again. From henceforth, I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Let me tell you something. Christ in your heart. I'll tell you what. Scars can also remind us of our purpose. They can remind us of, Paul viewed his scars like this. This is how Paul did it. He knew Christ suffered for him. Therefore, Paul was willing to suffer for Christ. Are you willing this morning to suffer for the sake and the cause of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this morning? And you know what? Not the way that this man suffered. You want to know how Paul suffered? Listen, in 2 Corinthians 11:24 through 25, which is very familiar scripture, but I'm going to go ahead and read it anyway, because I think it bears need to be written. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. This is Paul talking. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Thrice I was suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I've been in the deep. In journeyings, often in perils of waters, in perils by heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wickedness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness and watching often and hardness, besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the cares of the church, him. He hadn't even said that he was even dead at one time. They drug him out of the city after his death, and he was dead, and God miraculously revived him again. You know what? His scars on him served a purpose, did they not? They served. His scars preached powerful sermons. And praise God, his scars are still preaching power. He knew what he was doing with Paul. He knew that. His scars told a story that no one else could tell. And I want you to know something here this morning. The scars that are going on in your life, that have, those wounds that have healed, you've got scars in your life, I want you to know something. They're telling a powerful story about your life. They're telling a powerful story about your service for Jesus Christ. They're doing that. What? That scars in your life can be used to touch someone else. If you're willing to step out and let other people know, listen, brother or sister, I've been down that way. I've been down that way. Go ahead. Look at the lines and the marks. The marks of your journey. Some roads, you've been down already. You know how they turned out. Do you not? You know how those roads have turned out. Someone else is on that same road right now. I guarantee you there's somebody else that's on that same road right now that you was on, that you've been healed, that you're scarred over about. And you know what? They're on that road right in their lives right now. They need you to tell them, listen, there's light at the end of the tunnel, and it's through Jesus Christ. They need to hear it from you. They need to remember, God never gave up on you. He never gave up on you. Listen, there is a reason and a purpose why He did not give up on you. There's a reason and a purpose why the scars are in your life. He never gave up on you because He has a purpose for your life. Amen. He has a reason for you being what you are today. He has that. I believe that you are where you are in life now for it. Our scars, our testimonies can help others. They can do that. God doesn't give us scars to remind us that we've been hurt. He doesn't do that. Scars are not there, but to remind us we've been healed, we've been delivered, and we have been set free. That's why those scars are in our life. I remember back whenever I was probably in about sixth grade, we used to go down to my cousin's house down in Morgantown, pretty regular. And he was about 8. He was having a cookout. It was on a Saturday, beautiful day. It's absolutely a beautiful day. I remember this. I don't think, as long as I live, I'll ever forget this. He's out firing up the grill, and he's got the grill going. His dad's sitting on the porch, and he's over there, and he has his girlfriend there with him, and he's going to fire up the grill. So he takes a can of gas and throws it on the grill, comes back and catches his shirt on fire and just burns his shirt off of him, and his dad's out there trying to get the shirt off of him and do all this kind of stuff, scarred him up horrifically. I mean, the shirt just melted on him, scarred him up horrifically, just terrible. But you know what? He always said this. His name was Butchie Giard, what his name was. He's going. He's already went on now. But he could take that shirt off. He hardly ever did, but when he took it off, he could see those scars, and he could remind people, this is what you don't do. You know what? There's scars in your life. There's things in your life that's happened. You know what? You can tell people, listen, you don't do this. This is why. This is what it's done to me. Paul did, and we do. And there's a reason. I want to tell you something. Thank God for those scars that's in your life. Thank God for them this morning. Because why? Because you know what? You can use them to God's glory and His honor. Amen. You can do it. You can do it. All of us can. If we just want to do it. If they come and get a song this morning.